Smile. 90.4 FM.
Talking about scams, hopefully going to give you some pointers for how to avoid being scammed yourself, whatever the scam may be.
A colleague of mine went for a loan to renovate his property. So he went to a place and he went to the office, signed documents, everything was approved. A few days later, they told him, look, everything is approved, but what you need to do next is you need to pay us $3,500 for us to deposit the money into your account. So he came back to us and told us that, and I told him, I've never heard of any loan company telling you need to pay them money to get money out. And he said, no, he was there by the office and everything is legit. After paying the money, two days later, he went back there to ask him what's happening. No office, no people, nothing. So he actually made another loan of $3,500 from his aunt to pay those people to get the money out. So now he's stuck with no loan and an extra loan on top of it. So now he needs to pay his own back.
It happened about a month or two ago and he tried to sell his Xbox online. Obviously the guy met up with him, came and checked if everything worked and if everything was still in fine condition, and decided on a price which was something like $7,000 if I'm not mistaken. Guy made the transfer into his account. Obviously he checked and made sure that it is in his account. Once the guy left, he went to the bank, went and checked, and to his luck, there was no money in his account. So this guy obviously reversed the payment that he made into his account, and he lost the 7,000 rand. He could cheat in his account, everything sewed into his account, and once he left to go to the bank, there was nothing sewed into his account. This guy obviously had a way to reverse it back. He actually went online on his phone to check.
Morning team, I've written a book on the different types of scams out there and how to avoid them. You can send me 250 rand and I'll send you the book.
Almost had us there.
Jonathan. Oh, wow. Jonathan, I just need you to send us your banking details so we can get you that money.
Yeah, and the pin, please.
Smile Breakfast. Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.